Royal Mail have just announced their results for the year. Rob Young is here with them. Morning.
Good morning. Yes, the volume of letters delivered by Royal Mail continues to slide, down 3% last year. The number of parcels it handled grew, though, by the same amount, again thanks to online shopping. Its European business has done incredibly well again. Royal Mail says its annual adjusted operating profit before transformation costs rose 5% to £742 million. Its chief executive, Moya Green, says the company has shown a resilient performance in challenging markets. With us is Stephen Gibson, a former postal regulator who now runs the consultancy SLG Economics. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how challenging? What's your overall assessment of Royal Mail's performance?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. What you've seen is very good performance in GLS, the international parcels operator. But Royal Mail are really struggling, not just in the letters market, which has been in long-term decline for about 10 years now, but in parcels, while they are growing, they're not growing at the same level as the market. The market's growing 4 to 5% per annum, and they've only grown their revenues by 1%. So that is a real ongoing problem.
Right. Now, there's no let-up in the decline of the letter. Is the future of the daily postal delivery secure?
Well, it is for the time being. But the company is very much being supported by that growth in European parcels, the European parcels market. And they really need to look at how that they can improve their product range in the UK to support the long-term future of the universal service.
So the parcels delivery business in Europe is essentially supporting, in your view, the finances of the daily delivery here?
Absolutely, yes.
How is Royal Mail faring against the likes of Amazon, which now is delivering more and more of its own parcels?
Well, that is one of the biggest strategic threats to Royal Mail. One of their biggest customer has been Amazon in terms of online parcel delivery. And Amazon are now moving to their own delivery with their own Amazon logistics operators who operate at a lower rate than Royal Mail pays for its postmen and postwomen. And as a result, they're losing market share there, and that is a real strategic threat.
Now, there is a review into the regulation of Royal Mail by Ofcom. Is the aim of this to help Royal Mail or to help introduce rivals to Royal Mail?
The aim is to help customers. Ofcom's duty is to help customers and to preserve the universal service. That will mean using competition, which means encouraging rivals, where Ofcom thinks that's going to improve efficiency.
So these regulatory changes then could perhaps make life for Royal Mail even worse?
It could make it certainly more challenging.
And what would that mean then for the universal service obligation to deliver post to most of us every day?
No, I think the universal service obligation to deliver to every address in the country 6 days a week is secure. It requires a change to primary legislation for that. But it does mean that Royal Mail could face tighter regulation, price caps, etc.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Gibson there from SLG Economics.